Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chase Brown, correspondent here at The Reality Rundown, and this is, come on, y'all, Reality
Rundown.
Every time I come on, they act like they don't know what the hell going on. I'm going to be alongside my superstar co-host, Kay.
Just say it.
It's your girl, me.
It's Ricky.
I mean, what? And I just want to say, y'all ate me up on the Reality Rundown comments, and I'm still not backing down. And I'm going to double down today. Okay.
We'll see about that, Ricky. And Kadian.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
Now, before we get in right along with our bombastic review of everything reality, we have some breaking news. NeNe Leakes has lost her damn mind and is suing NBC, Bravo, Andy, and Truly Original. What do we think? What is going on, you guys? What do we think about this? This is team too much.
Right. She's alleging
Then shake the table.
Shake the table. The girl is alleging that they fostered and tolerated a hostile and racist work environment by permitting years of racist remarks from her fellow housewife Kim Zolciak Bierman. She went on to say that they forced her off of season 20 as she wanted to be one of the girls that led the conversation around Black Lives Matter and addressed rumors and rumblings of an alleged lawsuit that she was joining against them with the likes of the Mariah Hucks and such. What are we thinking?
I would love to know what Kim thinking right now that her name is up in this lawsuit. That's what I want to see. Did anybody see anything from her?
No, they said that Kim Zolciak, as well as the defendants, the representatives of the defendants, declined to comment immediately. However, I would only hope that if she did not launch a suit against Kim Zolciak, who was at the center of this controversy, being used as the, I don't want to say the example, but used as the person who pretty much made it a hostile working environment for all of the Black employees, that maybe NeNe may have smoothed it over with her before she filed the lawsuit so they can be good, because this is crazy. And the alleged these things went on from 2018 to 2020, multiple seasons. I have something that stuck out to me, which is crazy, from season one and in season five as well. I want to read these really quickly. It alleges that during the first season, which aired in 2008, the cast was planning to attend a barbecue, the infamous barbecue you guys know at Deshaun Snow's house. And housewife Kim Zolciak Bierman responded to the idea with words to the effects of, "I don't want to sit around NeNe and eat chicken." The suit says the statement perpetuated an offensive stereotype about African Americans. More so, the suit says in 2012, during the fifth season, Zolciak Bierman made racially offensive and stereotypical comments about the new home of housewife Candy Burris, calling her neighborhood a quote-unquote ghetto and perpetuating a racial stereotype in an offensive comment about whether Burris needed a swimming pool. That same year, the suit says Zolciak Bierman used the N-word to refer to Leakes and other of the housewives after a dispute with them, the suit alleges. It also alleges that Zolciak Bierman falsely implied that Leakes used drugs and called her home a roach nest.
That's a lot. First of all, I mean, let's not forget how the whole thing with Kim and Sweetie, how a lot of their interaction was recorded. And I feel like that alone itself kind of helps this case for NeNe. I think this is a rabbit hole. I don't want to I don't want no interest in. I it seems like a lot.
I just hope that she is prepared financially to fight this for the long haul, because one thing about NBC Bravo truly original, there was word that there was a Candy Burris lawsuit that was allegedly filed after the whole sex dungeon and raping season 9 comments were levied up by multiple cast members. And it was rumored that it was kept quiet, number one, in a secret lawsuit, and number two, that it did not settle until right before Candy and the Gang premiered. So if that is true, you know, someone like Candy has the money and the stones and the wherewithal to fight that. I'm not counting in these pockets. I know she's a very rich bitch, but I just hope that she's prepared for this to go on. And hopefully she receives some type of justice that she's seeking. You listen to this and you hear things like it says in this article, via the Hollywood Reporter, of course. The suit says after leaks complaints to the executives overseeing the show, they, quote, did not terminate their relationship with Zosiak Bierman nor take any other meaningful action to put an end to her racially offensive behavior, end quote. And if anything, rewarded her by giving her her own spinoff show. So, ladies, what do we think? Is it too little, too late? Or, I mean, like, what is...
I mean, technically, they giving Ramona her own little show if she gonna be on that that New York. So, I mean, it sounds like it's just repeated behavior as far as what the network does. But I totally agree that I don't think that this is gonna be something that's like cut and dry and easy. Like you said, it's gonna definitely probably be a long road, because I mean, it is NBC and, you know, these big corporations, and so of course they're gonna drag it out until you know dismisses. Is what their hopes certainly are. But I hope she has the right legal team and that they're giving her the right advice on pursuing this. And I guess we'll stay tuned.
Yeah, and I also will add, it's never too late to defend yourself if you know for sure this is something that is worth this type of a battle, for sure.
I think that Nene was discriminated against. I think that in terms of how a lot of the girls who are considered to be franchise players, meaning they built the Bravo franchise and the network and they're responsible for its rise to stardom and claim to fame, like Nene Leakes being the number one girl, I don't think she was treated in the same way that other veterans have been treated, like the Ramona Singers who have, you know, should have been nailed to the cross, or, you know, the New York girls where they just canceled out a whole reunion to protect, you know, their likeness and their image. And I think Nene deserves spinoffs. I think she deserved more than what she even, didn't she come up with the whole Watch What Happens Live theme for the whole concept behind that show? And so I think she was done pretty dirty. I do think Kim has been historically racist throughout the show. But I think what's harming Nene is you still participated in the show. You came to work. You were friends with Kim, not friends with Kim. Y'all duped it out on the show. But I do think that they should have treated her better. Even a tribute to Greg special, something that they just didn't do. And I think once she realized, like, hey, these people really done with me. You know, she tried to, you know, work her way back in there, and it didn't happen. And I think Bravo's part to blame, the network's part to blame. I think her castmates took part in running her off the show, and I think she does deserve some sort of justice and understanding. And yes, her attitude isn't the best, and we can say all these things, but I don't know. I think she kind of deserves to be a diva at some point, because she laid the groundwork for a lot of these girls on and off Atlanta to be successful on Bravo. So it's just kind of sad to me.
All right, well, we're going to move right along from one OG to the next. The Real Housewives of New Jersey aired this week, and producers asked Teresa to leave the home and stay at a hotel after her fight with Margaret. What do we think about that, you guys?
I guess. I mean, they did it with other people, so I mean, like, I guess, had to do it with her. But I mean, listen, I don't foresee it being like they dealt with other people in the past. So I mean, she had to leave. Whoop de doo. And left right on in her little pajamas.
You know, Teresa leaves and the show immediately becomes boring. And that's just what happened last night. It was a snooze fest up until the last 5 minutes. And anyone who is advocating for Teresa to be the one to leave the show so that that group can have a harmonious group dynamic moving forward, obviously, is not watching the same show. Yes, there are some girls who need to go, but I am a staunch and firm believer that Teresa Giudice is not one of them, or Gorga, or whatever her damn last name is.
It's like I can't even put her last name being
Giudice, Gorga, whatever it's gonna be, Ruelas. You know, like, she is not the one who needs to go. There are plenty of other girls who could be on the chopping block. And you know what? And it's crazy. Like, I'm looking at this like from that standpoint, right? So, and we're gonna get into some things, girl, because the girls have some things to say about Miss Teresa Giudice Gorga Ruelas Rulidas. And but from a casting standpoint, if it was me and I was over this show and I said, the majority of these people tune in to watch Teresa, right? Mm-hmm. And she's not happy with any of these girls. And she's openly stated that she never has had fun with this group of girls on this show. I'm going to get rid of my ratings winner and keep a bunch of other bitches that nobody care about. I'm not going to get rid of some of these bitches and replace them with some of her friends. Like, I don't understand the logic behind that. Like, why keep Melissa and Trotmouth Marge and Crookmouth Jackie? Like, why keep these girls, and Dolores is a snake too, why keep these girls on this show against her when one out of the four is delivering? Because the other three really aren't delivering. They really are not. So why am I keeping them just to agitate her? Teresa is Teresa. You can bring on five of Teresa's friends, and by the end of the season, four of them are not going to like her anyway because she's Teresa. But at least she would be more willing and inclined to have fun with them. So if fun is the issue, I don't think that Teresa is not fun, because we saw her have fun on season one and season two of this show. We saw her have fun on the Ultimate Girls Trip. She just does not like these girls. So I don't think she doesn't have a willingness to have fun. I don't know. I just went on a casting tangent, honey. I'm sorry, no. But I just don't understand why people think that Teresa is the one that needs to go on and is not looking at people like Melissa Gorga, who do absolutely nothing.
I agree with you when it comes on to like how Teresa displayed herself on the Ultimate Girls Trip. You know, she made it clear like, oh, no one's ever done this for me on my cast. And even like with the extension of Kenya giving her that gift where it was just like her and Louis could go somewhere and enjoy themselves, she felt so loved and appreciated. And I think with all the turmoil that she's gone through over the last few years, she's probably really just looking for support in that village. And in Real Housewives of New Jersey, she doesn't feel like she has that. And I don't blame her for feeling like how she feels. And if we can't front, Teresa is the star of that franchise, period. So if she leaves, it's a dub. Period.
Anyone else?
I got a question. Do you guys think that the relationships are too far, too gone?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't.
At this point, I do.
I don't think so.
I see. Here's what. I think with Teresa in the group, yes. I do understand. Don't, let's not get, you know, twisted. Two things can be true, as the Rickster says, I am quite a understander of nuance, right? So, yes, I understand if you remove Teresa from that group, that the dynamic will flow and you'll get different relationships because they're willing to work together and they don't completely hate each other. However, that's just not a group of girls I want to see on television. Does that make sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense.
They're not compelling television. And so to completely blame it on Teresa's unwillingness to move forward with the dynamic, yeah, that deserves some eyes on that. But let's look at the dynamic. Those girls aren't bringing anything. They're not fun to watch, period. We watched them record a song last night, which was a sneak diss to Teresa. I don't care how y'all put it. Stomping in our Louis, that was a sneak diss. We make up and we get it from our mama drama. That was a sneak diss. And it was boring as hell.
But you know what? And I'm going to say this quick. One thing I've truly enjoyed about Atlanta, New York, and sometimes Beverly Hills, they don't go with that icing someone out completely, or like no one can be hanging out with her. Like, I think getting too clicky in New Jersey is not cute. And I don't want to say this, but it's clearly evident. It's not surprising to me that Melissa might want Teresa gone, so she feels like she's the star of the show.
And she's never been there.
But I'm just going to throw that bone out there. But I just feel like if Teresa leaves and she gets possibly her own spinoff, there will be absolutely no reason to tune into Jersey no more.
Well, no, Kay. Paige and Miss Kay.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not watching no Teresa spinoff because, to be honest with you, like I said, I wouldn't watch her show either. Like I said, I feel like, you know what I mean, together, okay, I'll watch y'all, but like I would never watch any of these ladies on their own shows. Like, I'm just like, they're not that interesting to me for me to go and watch them on their own shows. Like, even I know people love Teresa, and that is cool, love, I don't care. Like I say, I love them all together, but separately, oh heck no, I'm not watching y'all separately. Because I mean, what is Teresa giving us this season? She's shutting down everything about Louis, and she's moving. So I don't need to see.
What was Martha?
But has
that's what I'm saying. They don't have none of them have a storyline. But like collectively together, they make a mess.
But hasn't majority of the housewives, the second anything about their spouses brought up, they shut it down. They don't want it to be dragged out all throughout the season. All of them
let's
have
not talk about the husband.
Pardon?
I was doing the icon of Kim Richards. Let's not talk about the husband.
Oh, exactly. And that was vetted at that table. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
there was no storyline aside from trying to talk about Louis and Louis' past. What else was going on? There was a million and one other things that was going on that they could have probably dragged up and talked about. And last season, they tried to talk about somebody else's husband. Like, the recycled, like, storyline, it ain't hitting.
That's over all the franchises, though. All the storylines on all the franchises more than likely are going to be the same. But yeah, I agree. Listen, that's why I say I feel like Teresa should have just given Marge a little bit and then left it at that, right? But like when she just started shutting it down, now we, you know, this thing that dragged out for the entire season, and I mean, we got nowhere with it. So it's just like, you know, leave it alone. Like, I mean, I agree, Marge. Listen, you asked the lady one time, you asked her twice. Okay, she don't want to talk about it. She want to marry that man. So what? Let her marry the man. I mean, hell, she done been in one bad marriage before. What's another one? I don't understand what the obsession was. Yes, however, that was all that Teresa had going on until she decided that she wanted to throw the glasses all over the place. I mean, now people are, you know, talking about that like that's so iconic, but I don't know.
It's not iconic. It's violent, just like everything. Like when Candace threw that lettuce, violence. And since we're speaking on violence, if I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. The moment she mentioned my man name, I had my mouth, but I told her not to do it. She did it again. Should have got her ass beat then. If we're going to keep it real with Ms. Martin, should have got your ass beat a long time ago. You're lucky you got it when you got it. With that being said.
She didn't get no ass beat now.
Well, she should have. Well, I mean, in terms of reality TV, she did get chumped. So.
Yeah. Well,
now,
you're
speaking
right.
of reality the dinner, I'm just saying, you know, when I say ass beat, I'm talking about Housewives dinner style. You got your ass whooped. Not like, you know, brawling in the street like.
On the street.
You know. You know what I mean? But at dinner, Teresa apologized to the table for her behavior, but Margaret was not buying it, saying that the apology was not sincere. Teresa then called out Margaret and continued. I just hate calling her Margaret. And continues to make jokes about Marge's weight and how she eats. Where do we stand on that? Let's talk about it. the dinner scene.
Well, yeah, I said don't be talking about people and they look.
The dinner scene you said, Chase, that's what you want to talk about? The dinner scene?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I'm
like, let me say this. I have ill feelings about wanting to talk about the dinner scene because I know if that had happened at any of the other predominantly black cast franchise, it would be a whole nother situation rotating all over every blog, being talked about for months, being brought up for years. Like, F the dinner scene. That's how I feel.
I agree. I just want to see what Andy says on it at the reunion. And then I might.
It's going to be iconic. It's going to be the greatest.
I was because Marge is not even that big of a grip. So.
Oh. Marge is not a big grip. But you know what? Let's talk about it. Okay. So last week, the people had a lot to damn say. And I'm here this week. And guess what? I'm taking up for Judy Che Gorga Judice Ruelas. I'm taking up for some. You want to know why? Because she said, all she said was the bitch like to eat. Now, you want to go, hey, do you like to eat? You know you like to eat, girl. Get on somewhere. You know what? All of them body shame. They shame Melissa in her nose and her chin. I mean, not Melissa, but hell, they have shame Melissa in her nose. They shame Jennifer Aiden in her nose. And you know what? For someone to have such an eating disorder, you know, listen, Jackie does a lot of body shaming herself. They all body shame each other. So it's like, you know, Marge has this thing, you know, everybody knows about Teresa. Teresa got her thing, but Marge has this thing where Marge say whatever she want to say. You say, oh my God. And then, can you believe she said it to me? And you better not do it to me. And you better be my friend. Oh my God, Marge. Like, Marge, get up, stop it, okay?
But maybe Teresa be doing that same stuff.
But I feel like she going to cry to Jim.
Marge drinks on them girls. Marge has thrown people in the pool. Marge has thrown glasses at people. Marge has definitely done her share of body shaming. Marge is nobody's friend, and I am sick and tired of putting up with Marge's BS. I'm done with it.
Well, you putting up with Teresa's BS, so why you can't put up with Marge's BS?
I feel like with Teresa, you know what you're getting, right? I feel that Teresa don't guise it. Teresa didn't apologize. She said, tell her to shut the fuck up. I'm not talking to her. Oh my God, why aren't you talking to me like that? Oh my God. You are not some damsel in distress, Marge. You are a nasty, sneaky, conniving bitch. And when Marge walk in it, maybe I respect her more. But since she can't walk in it, I'ma call out every chance she get. Cause she do whatever she wanna do and she
Teresa has hit her hands quite a few times.
No. I don't think that. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Like when?
She was the one that told what you call her to pull Marge hair.
Huh?
She told Danielle to pull Marge hair.
She was asked and she answered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Teresa I will always disagree with. Like, girl, when they came at you about you telling Danielle to pull that lady's pigtails, you should have just been like, and move on.
I'm right, but see, I don't give a damn. You know what? She do some things, some tacky stuff. You know, and you know, she may or may not be the brightest or the sharpest knife in the shed or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I think that, okay.
Well, Chase,
everybody
I think
on that cast, Marge especially, everybody on that cast always says and makes the jokes that Teresa's not the sharpest, right? So if Teresa not the sharpest and she does those things and then you turn around and do them, what does that make you?
I guess the next not sharp.
Where with it? Well, that's where we at with it. So, is she smart? Is she sharp or is she not smart? Sharp. Is she smart or is she not smart? Did she start the rumor or did she hear it from y'all? Like, what's the tea? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick of that shit. I'm over it. You were going to say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I say, I mean, the one thing I can agree with is, like you said, they all do the same stuff. I mean, Teresa did it. They doing it. I mean, everybody's doing the same stuff. I mean, that's the one thing that I will say blows me. It's like, you can't have accountability for one person without having to follow all of them. So,
and I give Teresa even more credit though. Like, let me ask you this. Last season when the Evan cheating thing came up and, you know, Jackie was acting like she was going to jump off a cliff and Jackie asked her to stop. Did Teresa not apologize and stop? That's a yes or Come on. Come on.
I mean, clearly she was still talking about it. She didn't stop.
She didn't stop because she put Jennifer
up to finding out more information.
Did she stop talking about it on the camera?
A lot of stuff ain't gonna be on the camera. They record for 12, 11 years.
Yes and no. So we gonna listen. Okay, whatever. The answer yes, and Mark stopped. No, but every chance she get, I'm sick of them hoes. Is that polite? I don't know if that's polite or not, but that's what we're at. Something needs to be done with this show and ASAP. The finale is next week. You know, listen, I'm ready for it to be over with. I'm ready for it to be over with. Speaking of which, I thought we were done with these girls, but one last post. Speaking of a hater, we got a hater.com on the line, Melissa Gorga. Those major shade of Teresa on Instagram. And the post says, I'm going to try to read it in Melissa because, you know, like, Melissa. Anyway, tell the truth. Aren't you ready to watch us girls have some fun? Aren't you sick of the miserable, nasty, and crazy? Well, tonight is your episode. I had so much fun with these ladies, just finally having a good time and some good old-fashioned fun. We had so much fun recording, quote-unquote, Lady Drama, the song. That was definitely a pot shot at Teresa. That was my added commentary. No, we did not take it seriously, and we sound like dead dogs. Like she did on display. That's my commentary. But at least we bonded and smiled and laughed together. I vote for more fun. I vote for more happiness. I wish you got to see more of Antonia's Sweet 16. It was such a gorgeous party. So tonight, you will finally see some happiness. Until the very end of the episode, of course. Rolling eye emoji.
I guess, sure. I don't know. I'm ready for it to be over. I mean, the fact that next week is the season finale, and I mean, ain't nothing to happen, child. That's my two cents.
I'm not trying to sound mean. I promise I'm not trying to sound mean.
You're going to follow it up with something mean, aren't you?
But from past New Jersey episodes, whenever there's a party, there's always cameras, lights flashing, the party's always included. So as much as she said it was fun, the party, I'm guessing it wasn't that fun for Jersey, because like majority of their family parties and events have always made it to the show. So did nothing happen there? Like, I'm confused. Was it just like a regular Schmuggler Sweet 16? No one threw a drink? I don't know why she thought it would be included in the show if none of that happened.
Ricky?
I agree.
Run back what you said, Katie.
I was just saying, like, from past what we've seen on Jersey, their parties have always made the show. So for Melissa to put that in her post about, you know, the party was really good and she's surprised that it didn't make it to the show, I'm like, your parties have always made it to the show when something happened there, right? So if none of that happened, why did that need to be included in the post? Like, it seemed like she was trying to almost say, like, if it was one of Teresa's kids, it would have been included, but because it's her daughter, I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching.
Yeah, but I didn't get those vibes. I get the vibes that I got is that she's like, more went on that wasn't shown. But I'm like you, Katie, and I'm thinking the reason why it may not have been shown is because no drama.
Yeah. And your show's about drama.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it's okay to show authentic moments as well, right? Like, nobody wants to see them in drama all the time. And that was going to be my question, is like, is this a production issue that they want to narrate the storyline so much that they leave out a lot of stuff that probably should actually make the show?
But that's why I said, is she trying to make it seem like if it was one of Teresa's kids, it would, simply because it was a good party without the drama, and it would have still been nice to see, because we're always getting drama, drama, drama.
But we love Gia. We love Melania. We love them cheering. Number one. Number two, girl, we don't want to see you, Melissa. We don't. Nobody wants to see Melissa. Like, nobody wants to see Melissa. Nobody wants to, if it was not for Jor Gorga and her connection to Teresa, Melissa would have been gone years ago. That's true tea.
It's crazy because I really liked Melissa and I don't know what happened these last I don't understand what's been going on these last two seasons.
I never liked her. I never liked her. She's a backstabbing bitch. are we done with Jersey? Are you kidding?
Yes,
what y'all want to do?
You got anything?
Oh, we talked so much about Jersey.
Yes, Lord. Ricky, you good?
I'm good. I'm tired of Jersey, and I'm from Jersey, too.
Well, I think that Ricky knew not to come on here popping no shit about Teresa this week. Okay.
Talking about Teresa, away, I'm just saying, as much as you chewed me up for Portia saying her and Kenya be doing the same thing, that's how I felt about Marge and...
I didn't chew you.
How did Kenya get into this?
I didn't chew you up about that because it's the first time I've ever heard you calmly, plainly state that they do the same thing. I don't think I've ever gotten that from you. Let the record show. And that's all I ever wanted you to admit, that Kenya was not as horrible. Well, Kenya was not the worst. Can I put it that way? Like, they were all pretty bad. And they did some things to her.
I was flirting with that lady husband. I was watching that season over.
You said what?
I was watching that season over. And Kenya,
she did flirt with him.
Lady husband.
Yeah,
just like how Mimi flirted with Peter. They all flirt.
Oh, I Lord. Did not flirt with Peter. No. This ain't Phaedra.
If Phaedra sitting right next to her, I'd be like, hold up, bitch. This ain't who.
Right.
Right.
All right, Kay.
Well, since we talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, let's go ahead and get into Candy and the Gang, since we're going down south. Let's talk about it. Did you guys watch this past episode? We had the housewarming with no furniture, so I don't know how much of a house it is.
I just feel like if you do a housewarming, you ain't got no furniture. Why don't you just do a registry like normal people? Put a couch on a registry. Have us all send you $50 for a couch. I do.
Maybe they wanted to do a floor warming.
Did he at least have food?
Well, he did have food, so he will give him food. That.
And I bet you was from bag
that he didn't want nobody to sit on.
And I bet you was from OLG.
We had no toilet tissue in the bathroom. It was a lot going on. I get like that's a big moment. You should be proud. You move into a new place, and we're proud of you. But you can't have no housewarming without no furniture. And was House Candy related to him?
Those are her cousins.
Mm-hmm. Candy could have got him a little sectional down to the bobs.
Listen, I don't know, but I should have held off until he had some type of furniture in there, because I mean people was just standing around, child. I mean it was, I don't know, to me it was just a mess. But I gotta think about it, because it's not like he lived by himself. He lived with the other cousin.
He lives with Melvin, his brother. Is that his brother or his cousin?
I think they
I thought they was cousins. But I don't know.
They're cousins too. They don't give me brother vibes.
Okay.
So I don't know why the two of them could not put up to get a sofa, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully.
Yes. Because isn't Melvin's father the one that's in jail?
Who?
Jail.
Jail.
He was in jail.
Remember, Candy was
his
taking care of him. To say this is how them two little boys, Aiden and what's the other one's name, Mr. President and the Prince, whatever their nicknames were.
Yeah, absolutely. Season 7. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Melvin's been on the Housewives of Atlanta, but I was gonna say that housewoman gave that Safari should have let Torian do it, and
yes. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like, I feel like that's probably why we're on the furniture there, because he's waiting on Safari to fix the house up and all of the stuff. Like, so what do y'all think about her? Like, what vibes do y'all get from her? And then let's also talk about, like, Chandrika, her coming, but waiting outside, not being let up. And do we think that... Don was wrong for not leaving with her when she had to leave.
Well, Safari, beautiful gowns. Lovely gowns. lovely gowns. Now, somebody tell me, what's the tea with Shantrika and Savari? Does Shantrika used to mess with him or something?
Yeah, Shantrika, you know, they were sleeping with Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so I think as adult people, as people in their 30s and so on, there's just a certain level of realism and reality that I think is missing from these sorts of interactions. If you were sleeping with a guy that I was dating, and you know that I take issue with it, we don't really kiki, we don't really, why do you expect to be invited? Why do you expect that? It's not logical to me.
But he did invite. He sat at that table and they was like, "You inviting everybody?" He said, "Yeah, I'm inviting everybody." Shantrika was at the table when he said it.
That lady don't like her.
Right. But I think some people look at certain things, air quotes, as maturity, right? When Shantrika's already in a relationship and she's what, engaged, right? Wait. Because this is not me. I'm saying people. When he's in also a relationship too as well. So in some essence, some people look at it like you both are moved on. You dated other people in between, even the people you're with now. Why can't we be cool? Why can't we be friends? We're at work. We go to other work events and other things together. Things are fine. Why is it now that because your girl's around, things are uncomfortable, etc.? But when she isn't present, you're cool with me. So I agree with what you're saying, Ricky. But back to your saying, two things can be true at the same time. I feel like some people expect the maturity where it's just like, I don't like him like that no more. He ain't like me like that no more. Why can't we just be cool and I be included and you be included, etc.? But there's some partners who don't mess with that at all, which is, what's her name, Safari. She don't want that girl around.
And I
also find it really weird how he downplays his situationship with Shantrika, but he's the one that's always bringing it up.
Yeah, I just think,
you know, oh, go ahead. Sorry, Ricky.
Let me just say this real quick. I think also, if your partner is uncomfortable with something and you're not my good friend, then you just can't come. It's not that big of a deal to me. And it's like the way that the energy is it presents that they already know that the girl has an issue with Shantrika. Hence why they said, well, is everybody invited? It's already something going on there. So for me, if I know I got a guy that I'm cool, I used to deal with, I sleep with, he ain't my bestie, and I know his girl don't care for me, I ain't about to be trying to skip down to Malu to hang out with the girl or her man. That's just me.
You know, listen, I don't, okay. So I don't know. Everybody's seen as different. I'm not straight. I'm not whatever. I'm not saying anybody on the panel is straight. I'm not saying anybody on the panel is gay. I'm speaking from my gay experience as a gay black male. The circle is very small, honey, okay? And so I have had to swim through some pretty uncharted waters and some pretty tough territories. And, you know, I've been in rooms and probably done slept with three or four of the guys in the room. You know, not all at once, you know what I'm saying? But like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, y'all start hanging out. Okay, right.
It happened.
Wow, okay. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So to me, I'm used to being in a room, you know, with a situation like that. If I had a partner, and they said it was not okay for you to come. Love you a lot. We had fun. You can't come in this house. You know what I mean? And that should be the Don Dada. So the fact that it is more going on, you know, I want to know why.
What's the feeling? Exactly. What's the tea?
Back to Chase's point, though, real quick. Is she more so upset at the fact that she's an ex of his, or is she more so like, I don't like that girl? Because if it's just because she's the ex, oh my God, get over that. Or did Shantrika do something, or is she just in her feelings as a girl, like, I don't want your ex around? Like, grow up.
Speaking of exes and relationships and couples, what's going on down over to the Love and Marriage Huntsville, Miss Katie?
Ooh, child. So, Ariane posted the baby on IG Live for the first time. Martell is finally claiming her online. What y'all thought?
Congratulations. I thought it would have been me. Standing here with you, Martell. With my baby. I know he's a cheating piece of shit and a sack of shit. And everything you ladies like to call, I ain't shit, man, but honey, it cost me a lot. But there's the one thing that I've got. It's my man. I love Martell. Oh, that man know he fine, girl. He can impregnate me now, girl. Y'all go ahead. Martell can't do nothing wrong with me. Fine as he is. Lord Jesus, that's a fine man now.
I don't see how y'all think somebody is fine to just be. Ooh. I don't. That man. This person. This person. Oh my gosh. Okay, people. We trying to hurry up.
That's fucking weird. I keep doing it every show. I gotta find out how to turn it off.
The people rushing us off, Chase.
That's good. She on me. Oh my god. Okay, I'm glad. That's what I was like. Oh my. No, for real. I thought it was myself. Oh my god.
I said in the group text, I'm not gonna be laughing like this week.
And look at it.
Okay, go ahead,
like
Katie.
But no, hold on. Before I let Katie.
Excuse
speak,
me, Kay. I'm sorry, Kay. Okay. Too many K's, damn it.
But what I was gonna say is, like, for me, yes, a man could be fine, right? Like, I get it. But once I started learning his personality, that gotta match the finest. And when your personality don't match the finest, you ugly to me. And Martell is ugly, his soul is ugly. And I'm glad that he's, you know, claiming his child, and I guess Ariana, whatever they got going on down in the Huntsville. I mean, that's good for them. But if she ain't coming on the show, then I mean, listen, ma'am, just give it up. We don't need him about it.
Exactly.
He is fine, Cher, but I think he's a narcissist, and I think that he controls Ariane. You can tell in their interactions, it's awkward. The baby is definitely giving Martell and all around about the face, round about the eyes.
The eyes.
That man sure know how to make a baby.
Right, no paternity test needed.
I want to be next.
What he said? Didn't he say he was coming to Atlanta to do something?
I'm
trying to figure out how to get on the next boys trip.
Y'all gotta call Ralph to find out how to do a sneaky link.
I retract that. I am Team Melody Holt. Okay. Ariane did slide in my DM chat. She asked me if I wanted to hang.
She did.
No, I'm playing.
But y'all continue to get spicy down in Huntsville, as you know, the social media people. You know, Destiny Payton gets exposed after she claims she was on government assistance on the show, but fans found out it was actually a PPP loan. What do you guys think? Because she denied it on the show.
I mean,
maybe
isn't
that government assistance? That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, I think people also look at like housing, food stamps, free healthcare, all of that's like Medicaid or whatever it's called, as government assistance more so when PPP loan. I don't know, but I differentiate the two. I would say government assistance is more so food stamps, housing, etc. And a PPP loan was to help your business. But I could see how the line heard.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, she was given, I need money for my light bill and stuff like that. Like, that's exactly how she was laying it out there. Like, acting like she was, like, dead broke poor. I mean, didn't have nothing after the man left her. He took everything and left her the bricks on the house. That's how she was acting. You know, I don't know. I mean, I hope she clears it up. You know what she meant. I don't know. I mean, maybe she didn't want to say she had a PPP loan for the people come look for, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, as a fan, I'm not finna, if somebody say they ain't had this and they had that, I'm not finna go and dig nothing up, because I don't really care if she did have a PPP loan or a government assistance. I don't live in that state, so she ain't getting my tax money.
But y'all, what did anyone see the episode where she said this to know the exact context of how this was even brought up?
Nope, but didn't she also get exposed for lying on Melody recently too?
Yes.
Why she was lying on Melody? See, now they've been. She was lying.
I don't like that.
Lying.
If you, I'm gonna say she. Sorry, Kay, but if you know the truth and you're going to sit there and act like you don't know the truth or play stupid when the truth needs to be said, you're not to be trusted at all. At all.
And that's all I was going to say. I'm not going
to
say
said that lady did not reach out to her. She said she haven't heard from her. The lady left her for dead and that she was a bad friend.
She left her for dead.
She said that lady left her for dead. And her divorce, and then the lady pull up text messages of her reaching out.
I hope she ain't saying the divorce, because nobody even knew she was divorced. She went to Mel after she had already been divorced, so she definitely should have known nothing about no divorce.
Mel said, I was a good friend to you. Check your PayPal receipts. I said, ooh, ooh. Mel said, I didn't get them. Ooh. She said she sent her money. She said I texted you and checked on you, and you got on that reunion stage and said I wasn't a good friend. The devil is a lie.
And that's another thing. When people are good to you, be careful of what you do to them back. Don't bite the hand that fed you now.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, all right, Kay. Go ahead and kick us off with the top five of what to watch next week. And before we do, shout out to Carlos King. He has been crushing it with his Reality King podcast. His top 10 broke the internet, honey. I'm sure that we're going to get into that top 10. And we may be able to give our own little, tops. For the most part, I feel like it was a bop and wasn't a flop, but we'll get into that a little later because Kay's going to break us off with the ballistics. Kick the ballistics, the top five. Let's do it to it for what to watch next week.
Pew, 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 pew. Listen, turn your TVs on, pay your cable bill, pay your Netflix bill, pay all your bills so that you can watch these top five shows. Number one. Real Housewives of New Jersey finale is next week, okay? Make sure that you watch it because it's going to, lead on into that good old reunion that they keep telling us we're going to get, okay? Number two, Old Enough on Netflix. This is a show about toddlers who go on errands by themselves. We were just talking about this the other day, and it is definitely on my list of things to watch because...
Sounds like child labor to me.
Going on no, it's they don't like, basically they're doing stuff on their own, like if they want to go to the grocery store then they go to the grocery. Okay, maybe it is child labor. Anyway, moving on. Number three. Love and Marriage Huntsville. Make sure that you continue to watch that show. Number four, Candy and the Gang. And number five, Karen's Grand Dame Reunion. And we'll probably be talking more about that next week as well. So make sure that you are watching these shows so that you can keep up with the conversations that we all have.
Yes. And you guys, before I say adieu to you and bid you adieu this week, I was just thinking about Nene, and maybe it was a scheme that Andy set up to come to her with the bullshit. See what I'm saying? And that's what she's going to do. That's going to be exhibit A. Girl, if these are her exhibits, girl. I don't know, sister. They look looking. It's getting kind of hectic. It's looking a little weak. But I definitely want to thank you all for joining me this week. Right here on. Come on, you guys. That's it.
Reality.
That's a little better, but it's still a little... Somebody's throat was dry, and I need to be a little bit wet, but not too wet. I need to be authentic.
Well, teach me how to get my throat wet, sir.
I'm about to say.
Mr. Wet Throat.
Let's keep it professional. Thank you. Let's keep it professional. Thank you. And keep watching us for more exclusive content, interviews, and lots of surprises every Wednesday. at 8, streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you missed the live show, you can always go back and listen to our podcast version of it. Well, we are here in perpetuity, forever, together on
the reality. You can tell who's the Beyonce of the group.
Ooh, that cough shit.
Bye, you can tell who's the Pharaoh.
Oh.